Okay. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
And to the Republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Barbie, roll call, please.
Nicole.
Present.
Dorothy.
Here.
Joanne.
Here.
Ann.
Here.
Barbara, here. Jerry.
Here.
Dan.
Here.
Donna.
Here.
Norm.
Here.
And Carol.
Here.
Okay. The gang's all here.
Hey. Are there any additions or deletions to the agenda? If not, may I have a motion to accept the agenda as written?
I'll accept I'll second.
Okay, Carol. Second by?
Ann.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Public portion? Nobody on? Okay. All right, that's closed. Approval of the August 19th meeting minutes?
I'll approve them.
Carol.
Thank you. Second, Donna. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, all business. Nicole?
Some of it's in my director's report, so just to bring you up to date, we had all the repairs have been done. Air conditioning unit 1, air conditioning unit 2, the actuators, and all the thermostats. We are now running, and I am cold. I'm wearing a sweater. You can't see it, but it's great. Plexiglass installation, measurement installation. There have been a couple snafus for scheduling, so hopefully tomorrow they'll be able to come out and measure all the service desks, and then over Friday and then maybe Monday install them. We've already started moving furniture, kind of moving things around to block off areas like the grocery store, trying to get a feel of what it looks like to hopefully open just the main level in October, that first Monday. I can't imagine that'll be any less than that. It'll just be very limited. Probably 3 computer stations and maybe appointments for browsing, and we'll bring the collection onto the main level and do a little bit of browsing just so people can come in. And that'll be about it. So I think October, that first Monday, is reasonable. The staff is really pulling together to move furniture, walk the floor here and see, okay, that doesn't work, that works, we can do this. So it's really a team effort to get things done.
Okay. Any comments from anybody?
Do you have help moving the heavy furniture, or is it all on the staff?
Actually, no, we have a daytime custodian, and we have I bought a very super duper book hand truck.
Oh, so great.
So we have a huge, it's an industrial size kind of hand truck. And so that he's actually moved all that already up to the meeting room. Now it's just the last minute bits of, you know, if we're not using a computer work area, Carol, then are we, you know, going to take the computer, you know, the keyboard, the CPU and everything to someplace safe because, you know, we don't need it there, you know, at this point. So kind of moving things around. Also, I'm looking at, for the computers, there'll be 1-hour intervals. I'll be working with Bibliomation to set those parameters so when people sign on, they'll be making appointments for those. So we'll be greeting them at the door. We will not be taking temperatures, but we will greet them. You know, if they don't have a mask, we'll hand that to them and kind of tell them, you know, welcome them back and then say, you know, this is how we're doing things today. Kind of like Monticello, where you walk around a one big huge circle. So it's just a big circle that we keep walking here, and we've got furniture and signage we're starting to work on. So things like that we're doing right now.
What about for the kids? Is it going to be families
no.
are allowed, or just one person?
Mm-hmm. One person at a time. No children's. A lot of libraries did that at the beginning, just one person. representing the family to do their browsing.
Okay.
Because films won't be open, not for a while. We're just, you know, we're just going to test the waters like this, and then we'll see what happens down the road.
Okay.
All right. Nicole, just on a separate issue, I can get books to give away, like put outside for the park if you want to take some free books.
You are cutting in and all, so all I heard was books, books, books. So,
I'm sorry.
One more time.
I was going to say I'm able to access like used books that have been quarantined if you want to put something outside for the kids to take.
We're probably not going to do that because that's a lot of labor intensive. I've seen a lot of people do that type of thing for books outside. We need to set up the tables. The tables are 1970 big brown banquet tables. We'd have to put those outside. We'd have to do, I don't have a, all kinds of things like that. Really, it's going to continue with the vestibule. So for rest of you, pick up and just really whatever our collection is, I'm afraid to putting things outside. We don't have the, place to house them. And then we don't have the place to like set them up away so they're out of the traffic. Okay. I'd have to think about it, Carol, but I think I'd rather just move the new books that we have right now and have people coming in and pick for their children. And they've been doing that. I mean, I would say we're pretty busy with vestibule or curbside pickup, you know. And I think a lot of people like it, Carol, too, that I think a lot of libraries are doing it where you run to the curb and you give them their little bag, you know, like your takeaway bag. Mm-hmm. But they actually come in and it's grab and go. And I think going from 9:30 to 6:30 or 9:30 to 1:30 on the Saturday, they're not, you know, depending on traffic, depending on the dry cleaner on a Saturday, they're not rigid so much. I think they like the wide flexibility. And what would happen, I don't know that I would expand the vestibule pickup, maybe, but we would go back to real hours, pre-COVID hours. And so I don't know what that looks like yet, but maybe we'll continue vestibule because we may be missing a lot of our commuters that are all going back to work now too. And we've had a lot, we used to have a lot of, you know, 7 o'clock run in, let me get my CDs and run back out. So we may have to do that too.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Anything else? Anything else on Nicole's report? Anything? Okay, on the agenda, then it mentions policies revisited. I don't, Nicole, you haven't.
I haven't had time. I think the one thing that I think the staff is happy about too is that the governor made the policy on the face mask. And I think that may have been a bugaboo for a lot of the staff here being concerned about that. So hearing that, having timed entries, I mean, on the floor itself, okay, that's three computers and maybe two people shopping. So it's not going to be crazy. So we'll be able to manage traffic patterns and helping people and getting us and getting the public back into the rhythm of working together and serving them again.
Yeah, the governor's edict about wearing masks is very helpful because Sue and I had a conversation and she was concerned, you know, what happens if somebody comes in the library and refuses to wear a mask. And I spoke with Nicole and Nicole basically said we can call the police department. No? The governor said we wear masks. That's all there is to it. So that should help out the staff knowing that the governor has said that.
Yeah, and I have a lot of, like I don't know about you guys, but sometimes my husband, we go for a walk, like we're going to go to the beach for a walk. I'm like, we get halfway there, I'm like, we don't have our mask. So even if there a lot of people have that too, you know, oh my goodness, I left it at home. I just wanted to get my book, yada, yada. And like, so here's a mask. So we're buying the masks in bulk as well so that if they don't have it, we can have it handed to them as well.
Okay. All right. All right, on to new business. Cole, do you have anything to add?
The only thing I was going to add, I had visions of giving, typically at this point, the state report, I have filed the state report. That is required by all libraries in the state of Connecticut to do all our statistics, get everything in, and how we have performed for the past year. So I did that, and I had vision. I had actually worked on it. It's really close to being done. Usually on in the September meeting, I present to you a snapshot of what we've done for the past year, but we keep editing it, and it's not quite ready. So I apologize for that, but it's so close.
Yeah.
So that's about the only thing I have that I have not delivered to you that I'm required to deliver.
That's fine. With everything else that's been going on, that's understandable that it's not completed yet. Yeah. Anybody have any questions or concerns for Nicole? I need a motion, please, from somebody to go in executive session.
I'll move.
Right, Donna, motion. Second, Joanne. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, Nicole, please stop recording. You got the time.